Okie dokie, roll up.
All right, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Karina, and I'm joined by a man who's been running around like an excited puppy dog all day after he heard the news that the Spice Girls might be reuniting at the wedding of Prince Harry and also Meghan Markle. My co-captain Damo, how are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. As always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. Yes. Very interesting thought that, to get the Spice Girls, a bunch of English slappers together for what is probably the most anticipated wank wedding in the women's magazines for quite some time, Greeno.
Since the wedding of his brother, I guess.
Since the wedding of his brother, following in the coattails.
Mm.
Do you think Megs would be happy with getting together a bunch of aged has-beens wearing probably clothing that's a little bit too revealing with the stretch marks, the wrinkles, Greeno?
The wrinkles, yeah.
And what are they? If you want to be my lover,
well, that was my first thought.
What they're going to hit?
I'm kind of like, well, what songs would
spice
they potentially
up your life,
be singing?
Greeno.
Spice up your life.
Yeah.
There are two songs I can remember of theirs: "Wanna Be" and that one.
If you want to be my lover, got to get with my friends.
Zigga zigga all over the thing. I don't know how that really fits into the royal procession.
No, it doesn't. No, does it really?
But it'd be good to see them back, though.
Could they maybe do a cover of Rule Britannia?
Yeah.
Can you see that coming in?
They could do a bit of
Jerusalem.
Of that. You know where, look, I don't mean to speak out of line here, Damo.
Ted Dabrowski says "Wannabe."
Yeah, that's the Zig Zigar one.
Yeah.
Zig
Zigar.
Zig Zigar. Now, I don't want to speak I don't want to be a little bit out of line here, Damo.
No, that's very uncommon on this show.
I don't want to throw out any regular speculation.
No, you wouldn't.
However,
you're a very consummate professional, Greeno.
The inside word, the whisper is around the campfire, that the idea for the Spice Girls reunion was stolen directly off the block's Unity Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dean Hutton.
Not the Dean
Catering.
Hutton. The indecent obsession of reunion was the candle that was lit.
Yes.
That set off the trigger.
Yeah.
That is the Spice Girls reunion.
I can see that happening. So the indecent obsession apparently very big with the royal watchers over in London, Greeno.
Prince Harry,
did you know that?
Big indecent obsession fan.
Yes.
Definitely Prince Harry and Meghan.
He's come a long way from wearing a Nazi uniform, hasn't he?
A little bit.
He's got the girl. He's got indecent obsession.
Yep.
He's got the Spice Girls back together. Is there anything he can't do?
No.
I think
he is the man that brings the world together.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
We should have got him in for Unity Day. Next year.
We should. Yeah. Next year it's going to be tough because I don't think Megs likes to travel.
Really?
No, not
she can
anymore.
Stay at home.
Not these days. She can stay in Buck.
Yeah.
In the Buck Palace.
Mm.
Bucko, we call
it. Yeah, she can take care of the...
she can hang out at Buck.
Home duties,
yes. Yeah. The cooking, the cleaning.
The cleaning, chimney sweeping.
Cleaning up the vomit from ginger spice.
Yeah, that as well.
From the wedding party.
Interesting.
Because there will be vases and linen closets throughout Buckingham Palace. You'll be finding, you know, ginger spice's leftovers, so to speak, for, I reckon, years to come.
Interesting.
Years to come.
Oh, yeah.
Ginger Spice, previously titty model.
Yes, she was.
Spice Girls,
yes, she
correct.
Was, yeah.
There you go, a little bit of Spice Girls fact.
A little bit of spice up your life.
Spice up your life facts there for you.
Thanks for that fun fact.
Fun fact.
Fun fact.
This is a sports show, remember?
Yeah.
5 minutes in.
Or is
it we talk about Spice Girls?
Let's talk about the Twitter account.
Actually,
if there's anyone
want to talk about Twitter account?
Okay, yeah, I want to talk about the Twitter account. Greeno's had this weird, indecent obsession of late of posting Twitter trending videos that he's not actually posting.
Yeah.
So if you're following the Starting Block, at the Starting Block, one word, drop the K at the end, which you all should be doing.
You should be doing anyway.
You should be doing that. You probably won't be anymore because they're... Seems to be a lot of cat videos.
A lot of funny little humorous anecdotes. No, meant to be funny.
Have you actually clicked on one of the videos at all?
No, I just delete them when I see the tweets.
See, maybe they don't even work. Oh, ITM Booker's joined us from Catherine Greeno. Thanks
Hello.
For joining us.
Hello. Welcome.
So if anyone knows how to get rid of this scourge
Twitter. We followed the rules.
It's posting on our behalf.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
So. In defense of whoever's hacked us.
Yes, they've done a very good job.
They're more active on Twitter than we usually are.
Yes, that's
However,
true.
In doing so, we're now well below 500 followers again.
Is that right? Yeah. We've got to work our way back up again.
We've got to
Greeno.
Get back up.
500. Was it the Russians?
Can you
say it was the Russians with
I'm
any...
I'm leaning towards Kiwis.
Kiwis?
I have a sneaking suspicion.
Kiwis. Kiwis don't know how to use an iPhone,
might,
surely.
Might be a Kiwi.
Kiwi. we got him good, bro.
Out of all the... here's the thing, right? Mm. Out of all the sports stars and celebrities I see get hacked,
yeah, it's normally, why pick us?
It's normally like dick pics that get sent out.
Dick pics, yes.
Dick pics or insulting things that apparently they were hacked and didn't send themselves.
Oh, that's right. A bit of gay porn, Greeno. Yeah, gay porn, that's a favourite. And maybe an ISIS flag gets out there.
We get hacked and it gets sent out as like kitten videos.
Kitten videos, cat videos.
Can you send out some dick pics?
Maybe. No, don't put that on the air.
Yeah, well,
Greeno's just announced, please hack us and put out some dick pics.
Put some dick pics.
Whoever did hack us is obviously very wholesome, Greeno.
Very much so. It's
very wholesome, well-natured. It's a friendly hack.
I've got it covered.
You know who it is, don't you?
The cast of Full House. have hacked our Twitter account.
Well, I've only got two words to say that, Greeno. How rude.
How rude. Well done. That's
a
callback, baby.
Thank you.
That's a 1990s.
Can I get a nice Gary for that one?
That's a definite.
Nice,
thank
Gary.
You.
For the 1990s. First, actually, I'm going to give you a double
nice
Gary.
It's a late
nice
80s
Gary.
Throwback, nice isn't it?
Because you've managed to throw in an 80s/90s reference.
Yes.
But also thrown it in a topical way.
In context.
Yep. Well done.
Thank you.
Speaking of context, we've got a...
Thanks for the setup there.
A little bit of housekeeping demo.
Oh, wait. Before we do the housekeeping, one more story off the cuff, off the wrist, yep. So to speak.
Yeah.
I'm going to say off the wrist because it's regarding John Daly.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that he's got a new drink line out, Greeno?
Booze, obviously. Soft drink.
Hard iced tea.
What?
Alcoholic iced tea, Greeno.
Alcoholic iced tea, there we go.
Alcoholic iced tea.
Well, if anyone can do alcoholic iced tea, it's Long John.
And do you know what the slogan is on the alcoholic iced tea?
Please tell me.
Grip it and sip it.
I like it.
That's why we love John Daly.
How can you not love John Daly?
He's the greatest golfer of all time. I don't care about accolades. I don't care about awards. I don't care about titles. I don't even care about scores.
I was going to say, scorecards, we don't worry about that
he
either.
He is the greatest golfer who's ever lived.
He's the ambassador of golf, he in our eyes.
He is.
Housekeeping from last week, Damo. We were very excited. It was one of our favourite times of year. Up there with the start of the domestic cricket scene.
Mm.
The start
fans have been waiting all winter for that one.
The
now
start of the hot stove and also TV ratings.
TV ratings.
Now, we love looking at the TV ratings. Fans, they love their Thursday night footy, Damo.
They love their Thursday night footy.
And
right
we were talking last week how they love their World Club Challenge as well with the Melbourne Storm getting up the other week.
They're NRL, Greeno.
And we pointed out that NRL down there...
Footy.
It was down there at 17, something low like that with about 12 people watching.
Yes.
But up a lot higher than we expected was
this radio show,
yeah.
Combined with the few YouTube views and the few people on Periscope, we actually rate higher than Thursday night
NRL. Thursday night footy.
I know it seems impossible, but when you study the numbers as closely as we do, trust me, we rest our hat on that.
Yeah, very much so.
We rest our hat on that because we don't have the millions to put behind this.
No, not at all.
This is a very nickel and dime operation we're running here.
Yeah, with that being said...
I mean, we're breaking mic stands every other week.
Those cat videos don't come for free. We mentioned up there in 6th or 7th with about 300,000 on Friday night was a repeat of a show on ABC called Vera. And we didn't know what it was.
No, did you investigate?
So I thought I'd better look into this.
Look into Vera.
So it's Vera is a British crime drama based on novels of the same name written by crime writer Anne Cleves.
Mm.
It's how old it is. It's a 7-year-old program.
Wow. So it's a repeat almost a decade ago.
A repeat of about 8 years ago. It stars Brenda Blythen as the principal character, Detective Chief Inspector Vera Stanhope.
Vera.
She's a middle-aged employee of a fictional police station.
Oh, it's a bit like Murder, She Wrote.
Who is obsessive about her work and driven by her own demons.
What? At a fictional police station, does she know that it's fictional? Or is she some kind of crazy person that goes in there? If it's set in a fictional police station, Greeno, is she kind of delirious and she's going and standing in a broom closet for 8 hours a day?
Mm.
Is she talking to the mop? Show me where he touched you. did you know the person personally? And the mop just sits there and then she goes out onto the town?
No.
No, we should investigate, though. Vera sounds like a crazy person name.
She plods along in a constantly dishevelled state, though, Damo.
See what I mean? That's a symptom.
She could just be hobo-ish.
That's
we don't
a
know.
Symptom. Well, that explains the broom closet.
Exactly.
Mop.
So that show, how exciting as it sounds.
Fictional.
Where she's forms close friendships with both sergeants, Joe Ashwood, and Aidan Healy.
And vacuum cleaners.
And vacuum cleaners and dishwashers and whatnot.
Yep.
That outrated by about 200,000 viewers.
The NRL.
A repeat of that show.
A repeat,
So as exciting as it sounds.
Well, maybe it's one of those shows that's even better the second time.
Was better.
Like, think of all the stuff that you missed the first time Vera was on 7 years ago. And, the hubby's there and he's like, oh, do we want to watch the NRL? Oh, hang on a minute. Babe, do you remember that Vera show?
Vera repeat.
Oh, how can I forget? Let's do it again. Do you remember we had our first kiss like 2.5 years before we saw Vera? Yeah. I want to relive that.
Big moments.
Yeah.
Big moments.
That's what it's all about, Greeno. The memories, Greeno.
Yeah, memories. Should we touch on sport or should I go Greeno story time?
Greeno story time. Let's
Greeno story time. I've got 3 Greeno story times for this week.
Okay. So are we going to branch them out or are we going to do them all back to back on the fly? And then finish the show?
We'll branch them out. So first and foremost, weekend.
Because we need filler.
But you're a bit of a homebody, right? If you could literally not leave your house for the next decade, you'd be a happy man.
Probably. Yeah, as long as people could bring things to
you. People come to you. That's fine.
Because I'll run out of baked beans at some point.
But if given the choice of leaving the house or staying in the house, you're more likely to be an in-house kind of guy.
Probably.
If I asked you to go to, say, a dance club.
No, not my
probably,
style.
You're probably not down for that.
Well, I wouldn't want to show anyone up, Greeno.
Exactly.
That's why I prefer to stay home because there's only trouble when I go out.
So last week, I had a day off on Thursday to go to a doctor's appointment.
Mm.
Friday, I had nothing on in the evening, so I was back at home. And then the weekend, I had no baseball on because it was a bye week, so and it was raining, stuck in the house for 3 days.
Wow. So you're the opposite. You would have gone stir crazy in there.
So by Sunday morning, stir crazy.
Yep. Hanging stir off crazy. The chandeliers.
Absolutely off the chandeliers.
Tearing the paint off the wallpaper off the wall.
I ran out of crap to do inside my house and was bored by about midday Sunday.
Aren't you a father of your young daughter?
Yeah.
How can you run out of shit to do?
Well, I kind of kept her busy, and then she had nap time.
How did you keep her busy?
Oh, DVDs.
DVDs.
Internet.
So that was something to do. Cat
videos off the block account.
You could have played with her.
Yeah.
That's something to do.
No, I did that as well.
Tuck her out a bit.
There's only so many hours I can play hide and seek.
That's true. Yeah. When you don't get found. That's what you want, isn't it?
The problem is that she's too young for me to...
She can't find
do it properly.
You.
So if I hide too well,
she won't find
she gets upset. So we try and avoid that. So when I hide, I literally hide by sitting on a couch. So that game gets boring pretty quickly.
You've got to put some challenge into it, Greeno. How do you expect her to, you know, get better at the game if you keep giving her mulligans all the time?
Well, she's not Detective Vera, Damo. Well, it's fine. Like, we've got years to develop that kind of skill set.
See, that's the thing. Baby Greeno and Detective Vera both, go into a fictional situation. Like, they both walk into a fictional police station, Greeno, and get crimes and get handed out. Like, it's playtime.
Mm,
so if you're a fan of playtime, Detective Vera, reruns, 7-year-old reruns, Channel 2.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Which brings me to Thursday. Thursday had the day off.
It's okay. We can plug it because it's taxpayer funded.
It's fine. It's not advertising. There's no advertising on ABC.
There's no advertising.
Had a cardiologist appointment on Thursday, right? Bit of a checkup.
Cardiologist.
You know,
that's weird for someone like as young and fit as you.
Nah, family history. So I thought just gonna get it all checked up, make sure everything's where it should be. Nothing's clogged where it shouldn't be.
Okay.
The decade of smoking didn't stuff up my heart too badly.
How are you with the cholesterol foods, Grant? You like a fatty food, don't you?
Not particularly, no.
You don't enjoy fatty foods?
Pretty healthy eater, all in all. So the occasional fatty food, yes.
You don't like a big steak? You're big on protein?
Big steak, yeah, but I have that maybe once a week.
Oh, okay. I eat steak every night.
Ah, see, only once a week for that. So pretty healthy eater. So, but with that being said, you know, going through family history at start of appointment, and then I'm like, it literally took me 12 minutes to talk about all the heart attacks and heart surgeries that happened in my family.
Really?
So I was like, probably should get this looked at.
Okay, fair enough.
Here's tip number one for you, Damo.
Tip number one.
Which kind of contradicts my earlier comment.
That's not like you.
Don't eat a hamburger as your breakfast the morning
on the day of a cholesterol test.
Of your cardiologist appointment. Yes. Probably not a wise idea.
Did he say you should be dead?
No, well, thankfully my blood tests were done in advance, but it sat a little bit heavy. Sat a little bit heavy.
So you had to do ECGs. Did you have to make a deposit into the cardiologist restroom?
No, none of that. Okay. But at the same time, probably not a smart idea.
No.
Tip number two, if you have to do a stress echocardiogram, which involves you running on a treadmill for as long as you can.
That sounds horrible.
Don't go for an hour and a half walk immediately before having to jump on the treadmill. Because by the time I got back, I was pretty stuffed.
I think you just like a challenge. I think you're taking the piss out of this guy. And you're thinking, you know what? I'm going to eat a hamburger. Yeah. I'm going to walk 4 kilometers before I go to the appointment. And I'm just going to ace this thing. I'm going to nail it.
In my defense, the hamburger was there.
Ego got the better of
I'm waste not want not. So I had to have the hamburgers and want to go to waste in the morning.
Yes.
Secondly, I didn't have the appointment booked to do that test. It only popped up at the last minute. I had an hour and a half to kill.
Couldn't get home.
I'll go for a walk.
An hour and a half.
For an hour and a half. Got back and they're like, now you're going to walk and run for the next half hour. Wasn't a wise move. Good news is, though, Damo.
Yes.
Everything tip-top.
Flying colours.
Apparently, my exercise tolerance is good, even though I struggled to get past the
run stage. You were quite a handy little long-distance runner back in the day, weren't
back
you?
In the day, I was,
wasn't
yeah.
too bad. Little cross-country action.
Yeah, I used to make it to regionals, and then I'd get to regionals and didn't really put much effort. So
didn't put
much
effort. Because you didn't want it. You wanted to focus on the comedy career, which has brought you right here to the White House studios.
Right decision.
Yeah. No regrets, Greeno.
No regrets.
No regrets.
I got more Greeno story time, but I want to talk about this quickly. Mm. Now, you're a big fan of novelty shirts, aren't you, David?
Sure, why not? I mean, I'm wearing one today. I mean, it's blue.
Yeah. I know Easter stuff is already in the stores.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like it was in the stores day after Christmas.
Mm.
How many months after Christmas is it not right to wear a Santa novelty T-shirt?
Oh, good question. I reckon a lot depends on the setting, Greeno. So
well, we're talking...
child's party. It's fine probably right up to July.
Okay.
Funeral.
Yeah.
Probably not good past February.
What about Circular Quay boardwalk late February?
I think you could get away with it because, you know, there's a lot of kind of sickos walking around out there. You'd probably bled right in.
In this guy's defense, though, he was Chinese.
He was Chinese?
Chinese New Year only just finished, which I assume means...
So I'll dress up like this Western Coca-Cola emblem.
New Year's, Christmas, I'm assuming pretty close together.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, get in touch with us via the cat trending video Twitter feed, Greeno, at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Also on Facebook. No, actually, not on Facebook anymore because I got so much hate mail, Greeno. It's actually the most correspondence we've had
on the Facebook
since we've created the Facebook page.
It's about the cat
videos.
People
giving me hate mail about the spam that your Twitter account was sending out through Facebook.
Dead set. There you go.
So, great. I love fan engagement.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just great to know people are out there.
Did anyone actually put the effort in to go, why are you sending this?
No, they just said it's been spamming. Shut it the F down.
Yeah.
Okay, so I shut it down.
Yeah. Opposed to all the other crap that goes on with Facebook, like
yes.
just ate my breakfast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, spoke with Lisa.
Plenty
and
of that.
Don't know why this happened.
Yeah, I guess in a cruel
let
twist
me tell
of...
you about your boring mundane life. That's fine. But we post out a couple of spam cat videos.
I suppose
it's a shitstorm.
In a cruel twist of fate, Greeno, it was probably one cat video too many.
Yeah,
you know, and
enough.
We know. To be fair,
yeah.
we all wanted it to get to that point. So I'm glad to be part of the Facebook revolution that says no more to cat videos.
Excellent.
Direct your hate mail at us. Also, the podcast, Greeno, thestartingblock.podbean.com.
Periscope, one there.
Periscope, thanks to the guys for joining us on Periscope and the YouTube, of course, Greeno.
How many people got tuning in Periscope? We got anyone from the US today?
Ernie Banks is from the US. Ernie's joining us.
Ernie Banks. I don't think that's his real name.
No, I think it is. And
really?
I think he really is Milton Friedman. He's got a picture of Milton Friedman there. So
there you go.
You don't know who Milton Friedman is, do
no
you?
Idea. I'm saying you don't know who Ernie Banks is, though, do you?
No, I don't.
There you go. He's one of the greatest ever Cubs players. Ernie
is he
Banks.
Really?
Yeah, Mr. Cub.
Mr. Cub.
So that's why I thought it might have been just a fake name.
Ah, see, this is why we're such a dynamic duo, Greeno.
Yeah.
I don't know the Cubs players. You don't know economists.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a match made in heaven.
Perfect.
We could, together, if we combine our powers, Greeno, we can bore the shit out of just about anybody on the planet.
Exactly. Baseball and economists.
Yep. Yeah, they'll be begging for the cat videos.
Exactly,
they'll be begging for the spam.
Exactly.
let me tell you about Milton Friedman and Ernie Banks. Cubs Cub. Oh God, no!
Nice segue into this one, Damo.
Can I get a monkey weeing into its own mouth, please?
Exactly.
The hell is this?
Hot stove, baby.
Hot stove.
Now, I don't know.
Tell us about the...
What are the rules? What are the rules when it comes to hot stove? Because technically spring training has now started.
Yes.
So does the hot stove season officially end as at the start of spring training, or
Ooh,
do we
question.
Consider it...
No, it's when trade period ends, isn't it?
Well, it never ends. That's the problem.
Oh, it never ends.
No, it just keeps going. So,
well, it certainly does with what's our badman? He's
Crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto.
Jerry DePoto.
Okay, so spoilers.
Fun never ends with Crazy Uncle Jerry.
I'm off in a couple of weeks, so we're going to put together a best of and put together every single bit of trade news and hot stove news over the course of the off season as one big super show. Now I had to sit through the week, listen.
We're actually not doing the actual trades.
No, they had to be included, otherwise didn't have enough for an episode.
Oh, okay. Well, that's disappointing for the fans, Greg.
No, it's actually a lot more entertaining than I thought, believe
it or
not.
It's a recap.
Because there's so much crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto talk in there.
Is there?
that I thought, we've got to leave this in.
Oh, okay.
We can't cut this stuff.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that'll be good. We'll put it out as a little recap for the trade period, Greg.
Yeah. I like
the trade season.
So I don't think we can refer to this as hot stove anymore, but I think it needs to be something else.
Mm. How about the George Foreman health grill?
The hot George Foreman grill.
Okay, done.
Okay, once spring training kicks off, yeah. It's now the hot George Foreman grill.
Okay.
The grill's hot this week, Damo.
Is it?
Yeah, George has got fired up.
How much fat is dribbling into the tray, Greeno?
Oh, mate, it's...
Is it thick?
Once again, I was about to make a porn joke. Can't make it. This is what happened this week, Damo. The D-backs acquired outfield Steven
Public
Susan
radio G. station, Greeno. Yeah,
exactly. Well, we don't know how much longer we're on air.
Slot being negotiated, Greeno, as we speak.
Did we end up finding out if we've been on air for the last 3 months? We went to double-check that.
Oh, yeah, we'll double-check that. I'll put in a request.
It's a big month. We find out in the next couple of weeks whether we're still actually on radio.
Yeah. Do you reckon we'll find another gig if they don't want us?
Probably not.
Probably
not. Not with the way this show's been going.
You don't think we can put together a best of tape for about 2 minutes?
I think if we send the Hot Stove Show into potential radio stations in Australia, we're a shot.
So, guys, give us your insights about cricket, NRL, AFL.
Footy.
We can talk about cat videos.
We talk
a lot about cats, actually, because there was the cat that spoke Finnish in the fixer. Do we have a fixer this week?
No fixer this week.
Well, let's recap the other fixer because it was so darn entertaining. And just as a bit of a, you know, electronic resume to send out into the ether, Greeno. A guy, you know, your boss, had a cat.
Yeah.
Well, he was minding a cat. But there was a problem because his girlfriend's Finnish and the cat only spoke Finnish.
Correct.
So he couldn't tell the cat to get off the lounge hear Mittens come and have dinner. We were trying to fix this problem.
Mm.
And what we came up with was revolutionary. We get a translator as a cat.
Yeah, cat translator speaks both English and Finnish.
Because a human's no good because you have to know how to speak cat.
Correct.
And not many humans know how to speak cat.
Exactly.
So we get a cat that speaks Finnish and get it to translate back into English to the humans.
Correct.
That's the only way to fix the
That's
situation.
The way to do it. Yeah. Hot stove, baby. Hot George Foreman girl.
Hot cat. Yes, the hot George Foreman girl.
The D-backs acquired Steven Souza Jr. The Yankees got Brandon Drury on a 3-team trade with the Rays.
Okay.
The Marlins...
Haven't the Yankees had enough yet?
No, well, they've still got space.
Can the MLB come down and say, okay, Yankees, I think you've had enough?
That's not how it works.
I think you've had enough.
That's not how it works.
If they don't win the World Series this year, they'll sack half of the team again.
Probably. That's how they roll. Marlins acquired Cameron Maybin in a deal. That's the first signing they've actually had this offseason.
Maybin.
So giving away their best players.
Mm.
Then you had Annabelle Sanchez get a $2 million base deal with the Twins.
And Ebol.
$2.5 million worth of incentives, Damo.
What kind of incentives would that be? Like if you sell enough vacuum cleaners door-to-door, you get a bonus? Or?
Potentially, yeah. He's got to work the hot dog cart in between innings.
Got to be throwing popcorn.
Yeah. Get your Red Hots! Chris Tillman got a $3 million base thing with an Orioles. Rangers signed Jesse Chavez.
See, this hot George Foreman grill is actually hotter than the hot stove.
That's what I'm saying. Like, George, he's got some quality product.
Yeah. No. If you know, you can't advertise, obviously, because remember.
No. Just the heat.
Oh, the hot product.
Itself, the hot, the heat. We're just to rate. All we can do is rate the temperature.
Ah, that was subtle.
Which has been our general rule.
That was very subtle, Greeno.
Carlos Gomez got a 1-year deal with the Rays for $4 million.
Mm.
The Pirates acquired outfielder Corey Dickerson from the Rays in exchange for pitcher Daniel Hudson and a couple of other players.
Yep.
Eric Ibar got a $1.25 million deal with the Twins.
Ibar.
Logan Morrison guaranteed. You got a $6.5 million guaranteed deal with the Twins.
This is incredible. This the amount of fat that's coming off this George Foreman grill right now, it's seeping onto the floor.
It's dribbling. Ben Revere, he got a Reds deal. And today, former Giants great Tim Lincecum got
retired.
2-year deal with the Texas Rangers.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Maybe a 1-year deal for $1 million, something like that.
Okay.
So it's good to see Tim back in. You're right, the temperature there.
It was searing.
I don't know why we didn't get the George Foreman grill in earlier. In the off-season.
We'll have to lobby MLBN, the MLB Network, and say, we're renaming this thing.
Yeah, get in touch. Yeah, forget the hot stove.
It's not the hot stove.
It's a dud.
Yeah.
We've had too many oven issues. We had too many flint issues.
Couldn't get the flint going.
We had too many gas issues.
We even tried one of those crappy little camper ovens. That was a disaster.
That didn't work.
We brought in Dean Hutton on Unity Day. That's the only time the hot stove worked because we had a pro.
And then that week we were busy anyway, so we couldn't even use the stove.
Because we were trying to get Indecent Obsessions rider together.
Because Dean was too busy.
Those guys have some crazy requests.
Dean was too busy using the bloody stove. People throwing hot dogs in there.
Yeah. And potatoes.
It was ridiculous. Potatoes. Yeah. Just little chat ones.
Yeah.
Now, spring training's kicked off, Damo, which got me excited.
You got any stories for us? A
couple of stories. So, spring training's normally a time where players, they joke around a bit.
Yeah, have a little relaxed, bit of a
nothing
laugh.
Serious, because the games don't matter. It's like, whose line is it anyway of baseball?
Bit of tomfoolery.
The games don't matter.
Yeah.
So, Michael Brantley, who's been injured the last couple of years for the Cleveland Indians, he was interviewed before one of the spring training games, and he basically pulled the reporters aside, and he goes, look, before you guys start... Do you want me just to do the interview for you? And they're like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I know what you're going to ask me, so how about I just interview myself?
Yep.
And he proceeded to do a five-minute interview.
Looking forward to a long season.
Nailing every single question they were about to ask him. How are you feeling, Michael? Yeah, man, I'm feeling pretty good. The off-season's good. How's the training regimen going? Yeah, up to lifting, blah, blah, blah.
Are you excited about your prospects this year?
Yeah. Yep. And then he turned to the reporters at the end of this 5 minutes and goes, anything I forgot? No one had anything.
Wow.
So,
I love that stuff. And yeah, give him a nice Gary.
Definite nice Gary. Nice Gary. For Michael Brantley. Going to give another
nice Gary
to one Joey Votto, who did some quality comedy work.
Is it Joey Votto or Joey Votto?
Votto.
Votto.
Yeah. He did some quality comedy work where he asked to be interviewed by the local announcer that
Jim
gets
work.
In. Jim Day.
Jim
who,
Day.
Who was the guy who does all the
work.
the Reds announcing. Just so he could set up this bit where he was trying to get a Jim Day with Jim Day started. So,
a Jim Day with Jim Day.
Yeah. So Jim Day goes into the gym with the Reds players and basically just does the workout, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. What can you give us a little bit? I mean, did you see Jim Day at the cardiologist appointment where you were at?
No.
Would he
like
be
there.
A candidate, do you think?
He looks like he's got a bit of put around the lummix.
Put
around the lummix. So Jim wasn't really down for that. Joey, he didn't want to let that slide by because he said you can wear like a nice little tank top, etc.
Ah, yes.
Joey wanted to dig a bit deeper.
Would you be worried about
nipple
chafage, Greener?
Correct. He said it was a nipple issue.
Would it be nipple chafage or nipple... Yeah,
exposure. Because at that age, the seeping...
It's a little sag there,
the sagging
too.
Titty of the 60-year-old male could lead to some nipple issues. Joey was on the ball. We need to get Joey on this show,
Why is it? Why do the pecs of a 60-year-old Greeno start to turn into eggs, basically, like fried eggs?
That's a good question.
Have
any 60-year-olds on the line? They're probably not using Periscope.
If you're 60 and you've got some fried egg pecs, get in touch with us at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Just go past all the cat videos and post one of your nipple. Nobody will know the difference, Greeno.
Correct, I just think
more spare.
That's fine.
Yeah. See, you won't be outed.
Is it a gravity issue, you think?
Could be. Although old men lay a lot on their back.
That's my thinking. I'm thinking because if it's a fat issue, then I'm thinking
I know, it's not just fat, because even fit guys, do you remember watching the old Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan back in the day?
Exactly. It must be.
Their pectorals would get a little wrinkly, a little saggy on the edges near the pit. Near the pit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. So if you know the answer, do get in touch with us. Let us know why the old man boob sag is a thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, post it at the starting block, one way drop the cat at the end. Going between all the cat videos.
I guess we talked about sport in that segment, didn't we?
Yeah, just a little bit. Well, we talked about wrestlers. You watch a lot of wrestling videos, I've noticed.
Me?
Yeah, because we share a YouTube account. So there's always new wrestling videos coming up on there. I've never seen anybody watch so many wrestling videos.
I don't actually watch them. So
you don't watch them?
No, so what happens?
Come on. This is bullshit.
So I do when I get sick, that's my go-to. I just go on YouTube and I watch crappy old wrestling videos.
Why when you get sick?
Oh, just because I just got my laptop there and I just run out of things to watch. So I just watch 10 greatest wrestling crappy videos.
So you're a big fan. You're a big fan of Red Carpet Advance. Big fan of Dawson's Creek and old wrestling videos.
But what happens there?
You're a strange man.
Is the videos are so short?
Yeah,
that,
a couple of minutes.
Because they only go for 5 minutes. I watch 40 of them, so it thinks that I watch 40
nothing but wrestling videos.
So basically, it just clogs up my recommendations.
Why can't we spam the Twitter with that?
That'd
be
much
a
better.
Hit. We get a lot of followers that way.
There we go. Get the wrestling community on site.
There's a community?
Yeah, there is. It's called the Internet Wrestling Community, IWC, Damo. I'm not making this up.
See, here you are trying to pull the wool over our eyes, going, I don't watch a lot of videos. I don't watch a lot of videos. No, the community's the IWC, mate. Get it right.
That's what they're called, Damo. And the beauty of the IWC?
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now, Damo, the station got in touch with me throughout the week.
Oh, did they? That's the first time in about 8 years.
They're like, look, we've listened to the last couple of shows when we've been doing part of the review process, whether we're going to re-give you guys a show.
I like our chances.
Really?
Well, just to reiterate for the new listeners who maybe not have listened before, we are officially the only sports show on our entire network.
Correct.
There used to be, Greeno, like three or four different sports shows.
We had Beyond the 90 with Supernova Pete Novakowski.
And Anno
from the previous show.
Anno from the previous show.
And Mikey, you know, nickname Ruchek.
That's right.
And did we ever come up with a nickname for Matty Greenlaw?
No, we didn't, know. Yeah. It's just Matt.
Just Matt.
Just Matt.
Just Matt.
He wasn't there often enough to get a kooky nickname
for us. Correct.
Supernova's still knocking around?
Yeah, he's still around. He does a lot of work with Sutherland Radio, I see.
Oh, yeah, good stuff.
He pops in there, does serious radio.
There was also a Fijian sports show, Greeno.
Before us on Sundays, like 5 a.m.
Yeah, that was back in the day, though. That was old school. That was the old slot.
Yeah.
And there was also World on Wheels. They did have some motor racing elements to them.
They're still there, but apparently they don't fall under the sport category anymore.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. It's like a car review show now.
Maybe. I don't know. They've got their own category, I suppose.
Well, whatever. So we are officially the only sports show on the entire network.
Yeah.
And with that comes great responsibility, Greeno, as you know, because the fans out there, the loyal listeners of 89.3 FM, Greeno, they hang on our every word to let them know. They rely on us to tell them things like the ratings on Thursday night footy, what kind of jokes are being played at spring training at the MLB, how many cat videos we can post to Twitter in an hour.
Yep.
They're really hanging on every word. So, you know, the station says to us, guys, it's such a big responsibility. Mm. We're reviewing your stuff. You need to nail it. And here we are. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they basically, their main criticism was, look, we don't think, because we had a discussion earlier on the new revamp block at the start of this year.
Yes.
3% sport content.
Yeah, we want to whittle that down to 2.
We're trying to whittle down to 2. Now, we've been probably going about 1% the last month.
Ah, okay, so we're going
to
up it.
So the station were like, look, we need you guys to get it. I want a solid 5% this week.
5?
Yeah, solid 5. And I'm like, look, hey, relax.
We got this.
We got this bad boy covered because I've got domestic cricket, baby.
Yes!
Domestic cricket.
There's
3 matches that happened, but one of the matches hadn't finished by the time I did the print off. So.
Oh, okay.
Too bad.
There you go. Now
Redbacks.
Now we're down to 4%. Just like that.
Oh, which is kind of annoying because I actually wanted to. Actually, I will talk about that game. I don't know who won it. I think Queensland got the win.
See what I mean with the responsibility? The fans waiting on our every word to find out the scores, the goings on in the cricket, domestic cricket world, Greeno. Oh, I didn't print it off. I still want to talk about it. I don't know who won.
Queensland got the win, I think.
You think? Yeah, great.
I think. But the reason I want to talk about it.
Should we Google that bad boy up?
No, forget it. the reason I want to talk about it is because Matt Renshaw scored his like 3rd century since after the break.
The forgotten man of cricket.
So basically, once he was dropped, I've realised it's so mental for him because in all the pressure of trying to maintain his spot, he sucked for the first half of the Sheffield Shield season.
That's right. When there was no pressure when he first came into the team, he was killing it.
He was killing it. Yep. Now, he got dropped and then there was no pressure on him anymore. Mm. Since then, he's averaging about 120.
So he's got to get back in.
He scored 3 centuries and about 350s since that time. Yep. So I want to give him a bit of a...
bit of a nice Gary Greeno.
Definite
nice Gary!
To the young man.
Well done.
My question being, though, how does he stack up on the head size scale with Cameron Bancroft?
Ah, who's got the bigger head?
Yeah, because remember Cameron Bancroft was talking after the very first test.
Yeah, it's not big. It's a thick skull.
There's high density when it comes to his noggin.
Would it be thicker than Kerry O'Keefe's?
Oh, that's a challenge.
We'll
have to put that under strict testing.
Yeah, we'll have to cut them open and have a look.
We'll save it for next year's Unity.
It won't affect your cricket at all.
No, not at all. Western Australia versus Victoria. The Vics got the win, Damo. 250.
Farewell to Brad Hodge.
No, he hasn't played for Victoria in 6 years. Now,
it's about time he got a good farewell.
It's a surprise for Victoria because they've been playing on the road that is the MCG where they've basically had 9 draws already this
year. That's right.
They get to go somewhere else. They get a whacker. They get a win.
Wow.
Standouts here. Travis Dean scored 111. Mm. Cameron White scored 57. And they scored 302.
Comment on the Periscope, Greeno. John Laws is a pedestrian compared to Greeno.
Really?
There you go. You've been compared to the great John Laws and above it.
In what way?
You've ranked him.
Am I flogging products in that particular regard? Did someone just go out and buy a George Foreman grill based on my hot stove critique of how much fat's driven off that bad boy?
You know, when you need a lot of fat to come off a piece of meat, there's only one place I go, and that's the George Foreman hot stove grill.
How do you rate that as an impression? I know. I'm putting that about halfway.
Halfway?
So that gives us 3 impressions.
Okay.
Now, because you've got your bad John Laws one.
Bad John Laws.
You've got your
This is my bad John Laws.
You've got your Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, well,
Doesn't matter what anyone says. It's a game of 2 halves. You've got to play for the full 80 minutes. You played well for 79 of them, but you don't get the win if you don't play good for the 80.
Actually, and we've got 3.5.
3.5.
We've also got, so John Law's only half. We've got your Wayne Bennett. That gives
Wayne
you 1.5.
Yep.
I've got my
Kimi Räikkönen.
Yeah, as well. So happy with the performance of the car today. And we just want to go out there and drive us as fast as we can. Because
you've got to do a good Kimi, you've got to have that sigh.
Yeah.
Because he just hates talking to the media so much. So, yeah, like he's like, yeah, we just need a good car today. And we, you know, we just try hard.
That's too upbeat for Kimi. Too fast.
And I've noticed Kimi's a lot like Wayne Bennett, just with a Finnish accent.
Pretty much.
And you talk to the cat?
No.
We need to run this by the cat to say, what do you think of my finish?
Yeah. Well, that was our plan originally. We're going to get Kimi Räikkönen and take the cat and my boss to a strip club.
Yeah. Has Kimi officially retired yet, though?
No, he's still trying to.
Yeah, see, we've got to wait till he retires.
Exactly.
He's too busy.
Free time.
He wants to talk to the cat, I'm sure.
And then we got the Darren Lockyer that I brought out last week where we're pretty happy with how the plugs went.
Got the plugs now.
We're the plugs now, so we'll go out there and we'll just hope that
that's a pretty good Lockie.
The punters don't notice too much when it's up on the screen. The high def might be a bit of an issue, though.
That's fantastic. No, that's a downside.
That does look right. I once did, as a year 8 English project, I did...
Darren Lockyer.
No, not Darren Lockyer. I did two worse, right?
The man of 1,000 voices does one.
No, I did an interview. It was a 10-minute interview, which really? I was interviewing myself. It was Tommy Radonegas interviewing Gary Larson.
You were interviewing yourself.
Yeah.
But you were being Tommy Radonegas interviewing Gary Larson. Can you give us a little bit of that?
Yeah, that busted my throat a little bit going out there talking about that. Doing a bit of a Sven. Sven's basically the exact same as Darren Lockyer.
Can I tell you that I actually met Gary Larson once.
Yeah.
At Jeebus's engagement party, I think
Dead
it was.
Dead set, old mate Jeebus.
Yeah, the old drummer from our old band. Yeah. And I don't know why Gary Larson was walking around there.
Good on him.
But he was. Old Sven.
How did that work? So he was at the birthday party, but wasn't it the grandma's birthday?
The grandma's
that
birthday.
That we did play at. Was it grandma's birthday? Or no, it was engagement party, wasn't it?
I can't remember. It was some shindig at Jeebus's place.
Some shindig at Jeebus's place.
And Sven stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Oh, he's huge.
He's 6'9".
Absolutely huge. Great man, though. He was a great player.
Very good.
Great Queenslander.
Oh, is that a... Hang on, wait. We're in the middle of the cricket segment.
Yeah, but that's not rugby league.
And we bumped out a bit of...
Hey, is this the long version?
It might be the long version.
Are you sure this is the long version?
We probably should get the short version.
I think it's the long version. That's no... Yeah, it's the long version. Yeah, we should get the short version.
We'll get the short version.
That's no... Rugby
league. What else happened? Hey, Finch scored 151.
He's killing it.
He's doing well.
Well, it's about time he scored runs in a long form game. Because he's only been 20-20 for the last, 10 years?
Last 12 months, man. He's actually been pretty good.
It's about time. Because, hey, guess what? There's a chance for you to play for Australia right now. If you can bat, you've got a chance of getting in this team. I'll tell you what.
How did my boy Stoinis go? 3 wickets.
Marcus?
You know, 33 runs.
Yeah, okay, not bad.
Chris Tremaine took 7 wickets. Well done, sir. He's on fire this year. Yep. Well done to Chris Tremaine. And then Tassie and New South Wales ended up in a draw. Main talking points for that. Moses Henrique scored 131.
Moses Henriquez, screener.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Matty Wade, since he came out a month ago and
colourblind
said,
Matt.
I realised that I'll never play for Australia again. He scored 2 tons.
Really? Give him a nice Gary. Give himself a nice Gary.
Nice Gary!
Matty Wade to himself.
I don't think that's ever happened on this show.
No, well done.
That's excellent.
108 not out in his particular innings.
Well
and they only
got
to play
Wade.
One game because they played in Sydney and was pissing down rain.
Oh. There you go.
Now, T20, number one.
T20. We don't have long. We've got
10 minutes. We're all right.
Cut this short.
So, South Africa, the T20s happened, what, last week? Week before?
Last week before.
So, Australia won 6 consecutive T20 internationals.
Yes, against New Zealand and England.
In England in that exciting tri-series.
The tri-series that was half in New Zealand.
They went from 7th to what everyone expected to be 1st. But someone forgot to do the math. Someone forgot to carry the 1. It turns out they're still 2nd at the end of it.
Oh, really?
Well done.
Who's the number one team?
Pakistan
still.
Yep.
Wow.
You go. And then Australia versus South Africa A in a 3-day warm-up match.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow Australia won. How does that happen? How do you lose... How do you win that quickly?
They must have picked 8 all-rounders again.
Yeah. What have I got happening here? Hang on a sec. Just,
this is great radio.
Bear with me.
This is fantastic radio.
I've got some furniture assembly guy's phone up here. Not sure why I printed that off.
Are you sure it's just not a high average greener?
No, it's definitely furniture assembly guy.
Okay.
What happened there? Did anything stand out?
Why do you need a furniture assembly guy? Can't you assemble your own furniture?
No, it's I broke one of my chairs.
So fix it.
I full snapped the leg in half. I need to get
a new leg.
Yeah, put on there.
So, but wait, an assembly guy isn't going to do that. You need a carpenter.
Yeah, so he's a carpenter.
You need a
furniture maker. He's a carpenter as well as an assembly guy.
See, the you bring in the furniture maker to make the furniture, but then you have to book the assembly guy to put it together.
No, he does both. That's the thing.
He just makes it like an IKEA flat pack.
That's why he was going to help me out, but yeah. No such luck. Okay. Cameron Bancroft, he's the one I want to pay attention to. 45 and 22. Look out. Here comes Renshaw.
He's a bolter. Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. During that cricket segment, Greeno, we lost about half of the audience.
Really?
But I say that's good because we want to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, with that being said, though,
domestic cricket is the number one pinnacle of this show.
That's where we get our
5%.
That's where we get our 5%.
Week.
Without that, we're stuffed.
Yeah.
With that being said, I don't know why they left because we didn't talk much cricket.
No, we didn't. No.
We quickly went over it. Should we get the...
Someone has to... this is our issue. This has always been our issue with domestic cricket in this country. Nobody... And I mean nobody, Greener. In all my years of sports broadcasting, I've never been as outraged as I am right now.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about domestic cricket like we do.
Yeah.
We have gotten retweets from...
Daniel Smith. Trent Copes loves
that
stuff.
Trent Copeland loves our stuff.
Wait a sec.
Starting block.
Your local station. Oh, yeah, of course. 89.3 2GLF.
Mitchell Stark party whistle.
It means we're almost out of time. Yeah. So the domestic cricket guys, they love our stuff.
They do.
Because no one else gives a shit.
We're the official broadcaster.
Can you say official?
Well,
I don't know if you can say official.
No, probably not official.
Let's say unofficial.
We're the unofficial broadcaster.
Because it still has official in the title, so it still has that gravitas.
Yeah. Can I mumble the un? Unofficial.
Yeah, that'll do. Yep.
Broadcaster.
I think we're covered by legal.
Of domestic cricket.
I think we're covered by legal.
I don't know if you saw this, Dan, but this is kind of the kind of shtick you normally do on your kind of other show.
Yeah, other show.
Other show.
The other show.
We talk about serious issues.
Not always, Greta.
No, I don't know how serious this is, but this is kind of right up your alley because you'd be outraged by this.
I'm already outraged.
Mac Beggs, Damo, just bagged the Texas Girls Class 6 110-pound, 49-kilo division wrestling competition. Basically, it's called Outrage, Damo.
Outrage.
Because she's undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Even though because she's a man.
Yes.
So this is one of these trans... does it count as a sexist block?
Yeah, it's a bit of a sexist block, isn't it?
And misogynist and chauvinist and sexist.
So basically, it's a female, born a female.
No, born a male.
No, opposite. So they're transitioning into a male. So was born a female, so basically from a gender standpoint, she wrestles with against the females.
Are you sure about that?
It's right here.
Are you sure about
female
that?
Female to male taking a low dose of testosterone.
Okay.
So the reason that Mac's carving up...
Taking steroids.
...is because, she's turning into a man, but still having to take on the 49-kilo women.
I thought it was a bit of an outrage until I actually read the story, Greener, and found out that Mac actually wanted to compete against the boys.
He did, yeah.
But they made him compete against the girls.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they're holding up her hand with the victory and stuff, it's like,
a little bit awkward.
Yeah, because I want to fight the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, all right, go for it.
Go nuts. Yeah. Everyone wins.
People were saying okay, let's just get, for gender equality, let's get rid of all segregated sports. Let's just have the guys and the girls competing against each other.
We had that idea about 6 months back.
6 months, 6 years ago we were talking about this.
This is the best way for equality.
Yeah. The only way to watch women get, the snot beaten out of them on the football field.
We don't want
that. It's like, yay, equality.
That's equality though. Yeah. It's, everyone gets an equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Speaking of homoerotic wrestling, Damo, the
was that homoerotic? Was it
the JT and
sexist floss?
Sexist and misogynist.
That's all
and
hot toss, Greeno.
The JT and Cameron Smith testimonial wankfest. Did you pay any attention to this?
No, I didn't. But you don't like Cameron Smith anyway.
That's not my issue. It's about
the
wankfest. This big trial game where they're like, "Oh, these two all time greats. We've got to honour them." As if they haven't been honoured enough with the amount of
Cam Smith. Is lacking in accolades throughout his career, Greeno.
The poor guy.
Nobody gives Cam Smith enough credit, do they?
Not at all.
Poor old Cam Smith, call me Cam.
Out of all the things they did as well, because Cam basically
the poor bugger.
No, he dropped an elbow on the English guy before, but they couldn't suspend him because they put all this cash
they want the testimonial.
Into the testimonial. They couldn't suspend him, so they just give him a warning.
Yeah, and the Friday night footy ratings are suffering enough as it is. Yeah.
And then, but
we've got to get Cam on the pitch.
There was all this talk about the JT Cam testimonial, and then it was only on Foxtel anyway.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, well done.
Fantastic.
Do you want to talk any Pyeongchang, Damo?
Pyeongchang, yes. I was so happy. I watched Germany beat Canada in the semis of the ice hockey.
Correct.
Greeno. Yes. Oh, I thought that was fantastic. Do you know that? Can you hit a stat man for us?
Oh, definitely. I can't believe we didn't have any stat mans.
Well, we do tonight. Stat man. The record previously to this game, Greeno, was Canada 26, Germany 1.
Yeah.
And Canada had been to the last three previous gold medal games, and Germany knocked them off.
They did, and then unfortunately went to extra time, and then one guy with a stupid penalty put him down. It was 4-on-4 in the overtime.
Yep.
Put him down to three men in the power play, and then they scored pretty much straight away in golden goal.
Never get that opportunity again.
No, who did they win?
It was Sweden. Not a bad hockey team.
Yeah, pretty good. 40 seconds. I want to talk about this girl on a train I saw the other day who was
Greeno story time.
Was a bit too jovial
and
was like singing in the train to keep everyone happy because we were in a big like train delay.
So it was like the weirdest, smallest, most awkward flash mob of all time.
But at the same time, she wasn't drunk.
Oh, okay.
So I was
kind of high on life.
But then my theory is all she was doing was being friendly.
She had an iPod.
But she looked like the weirdo. Yeah. The crazy world we live in. She was trying to cheer people up. She's like, oh, we're all stuck in a train. Let's have a sing. And I'm like,
no, let's not and say we did.
Yeah, let's put our headphones in and look down and pretend we don't know each other. That's how we roll on the train.
Exactly.
All right, that's it for us this week. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell